Voices of Hope is a podcast of New Hope Presbyterian Church in Castle Rock, Colorado. You can listen to our sermons and other podcasts on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or any popular podcasting platform. Our worship times are on Sundays at 9 and 10:45 a.m. This week on the podcast, we'll have Jordan read our gratitude leaves that were hanging on our gratitude trees outside of the sanctuary. We just ended our gratitude project series, and so we just want to kind of give a shout out to all the things that people in our congregation are grateful for. Hi, everybody. It's just me, Jordan, on the podcast this week. And if you heard that whine, that's Cal. He's sitting behind me, my dog. And we just wanted to kind of read some of our gratitude leaves. At the beginning of this gratitude project series, Russ had asked either for you to pick up a field book guide or write things that you're grateful for on these leaves. And we had these trees outside of the sanctuary that you could hang them on. The trees have been taken down, and we have all the leaves. And so I just want to read a couple of them and just talk about some of the things that we're just grateful for in our lives. And then we're going to read some of them for our prayer this coming Sunday also, December 2nd. So be aware of that. But I think you guys just came up with a lot of great things. Of course, there was a lot of talk about family, being thankful for family, spouses, grandparents, for just life in general right now. And so there's a lot of those things, and I wanted to pick out several ones that are a little more unique. And I think I'm just going to read through some of them, just kind of talk about them. The drama ministry, I think that was a pretty great one for this month, because they did the Fantastics and it was fantastic. And so that was a thing to be grateful for this month. We also have heated car seats. I mean, who doesn't love heated car seats? Who is not grateful for heated car seats during the winter season? That's a good one. This one, too, I think is hilarious. But my booster seat. So somebody is very grateful for their booster seat in this time. Another one is fries. I too am thankful for fries. It is a wonderful starchy treat. God's love. And I think that's one thing we continue to be grateful for in our lives. Something that continues to show up in the darkest moments. But that is something to continue to be grateful for. God's love for us no matter what. We also have somebody who's grateful for today. I think that is unique, and that's cool, because people are being mindful of being in the present, being in the now, and they're grateful for that. And I think that's a wonderful skill to have. Our military and freedom. I think that is something, especially November when we have Veterans Day, Memorial Day in May. Those are things that we just remember and appreciate and are grateful for those who have served, who have given sacrifices to help the rest of the country, to defend our freedoms, and just our freedom in general in this country, I think, is something to be very grateful for, as other countries throughout the world don't have those same type of freedoms. We're grateful for Jesus. Jesus is a great example, and I think Jesus also sometimes just turns into this two-dimensional being for us sometimes, because it's just a God we worship, or religion. But I think to be grateful for Jesus is to see Jesus as a person and the way that Jesus lived and taught us to live also. This one, I can't quite read it. Thanksgiving feast. Thanksgiving feasts. Those are great. Those are something to be very thankful for, grateful for, especially when we share it with family. Let's see. A good cry on a friend's shoulder. I think that's something to be grateful for. That's cool. Cats. Not all of us are cat people. What do you think, Cal? Do you like cats? Oh, thank you. The choir. The choir at our church. I think people are very grateful for the music and the type of environment they create for us to worship. 2 weeks until retirement. I thought that was cool. Just somebody in their life that has worked a while and is finally reaching those moments of kind of what we all tend to work towards in our working lives. God and Jesus. We are grateful for God and Jesus. And then friends and family. As I have said, there was a lot of them that said friends and family. So I just want you guys to have just these things on your mind this week as you're listening to this, whether you're going to work, driving somewhere, or you're cleaning your house, or you're listening to this wherever you are, to think about the things that you have been grateful for. The Gratitude Project was all about how are we blessed and how can we recognize that. And being blessed or being grateful doesn't always mean things are going the right way. We could be in a very dark place. We could be in a place of grieving, of loss, but still find things to be grateful for. The ways that our friends surround us with love, our family surrounds us with love, people that step in and kind of take over when we cannot. Gratitude is about seeing those things happening in our lives and also in the world. So look out for the people, the helpers, the places, the things that give you that little piece of gratitude, a little piece of serenity around this time of year as we gear up for the Christmas holiday. You guys have a great day, and we'll see you Sunday.